We're joined now by two members of the Knoxville girls golf team, Faith Rosaboom and Hayden Hudson. Ladies, welcome. Talk to you after your Monday triangular victory. And that's the first time we've been able to say that. Faith, I'll start with you. How's that feel to finally get a team victory this year?
Awesome. I had no idea where we stood coming into it. And so then when I heard the second place, obviously I knew we were first. And I wasn't really surprised, but I was just really excited.
Coach mentioned that there were not as many 10s, which, getting a 10 is not good, but obviously that's improvement. That'll be a question for both of you. Hayden, not getting a lot of 10s, which, is a big improvement for everybody.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that we're making progress. We have a lot of new golfers and who have never picked up a club before, and I was that too, my sophomore year, so I can understand the feeling of not getting a 10. It feels so good. So to see that change, it's really good to see.
Yeah, exactly what Hayden said. I'm really proud of everyone that came out today. We played pretty good, so yeah.
Hayden, Faith, I want to ask you about a certain chip-in you had. You planned that, I think, on 7, and said that this is an honor of Barry.
Yes, it is an honor of Barry. I clubbed up. I went far or long of the hole into the sand, and then I'm actually really bad at the sand. So, obviously it was, partly skill, but mostly luck. I just hit it really pure, and yeah, I went in. I was very surprised. My mouth was open. I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, it was exciting.
I was going to ask you, what was going through your head when you saw the ball go into the hole? I was far away. I couldn't really see the reaction of you.
Yeah, like I said, my mouth was open. I covered my mouth. I was like, I did not believe that it happened. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your two seasons here individually. Faith, we'll start with you. You've been kind of at the top of each meet. What's been working for you out there and, whatever course you're at?
It changes every meet. Some meets, it's my driver. The first couple, it was my driver. Then that started to go downhill to where I had to hit my 3-wood off the tee box. So then my putting comes in clutch when I'm, on the green. So it really depends on each tournament, each meet. But, yeah, I've been working on iron, so I'm pretty confident in those going into meets.
Yeah, my goal for the season was to have fun. I'm definitely not the best golfer on the team, but I love it anyway. I love cheering on Faith and Kaylee and all the other teammates. I definitely have been working on slowing down and keeping my head down and swinging all the way through. So, yeah, I feel like I've seen improvement, so that's a good thing.
As you go through the rest of your season, what are some goals coming up? I know you got the conference coming up and regional districts, all that coming up as well. What are some goals for both of you?
I want to break 40. I've been stuck low 40s, and I really just want to at least get a 39 sometime this season. So just focusing on that, yeah.
Yeah, I really want to shoot more consistently in the 50s. That's a goal of mine.
And Faith, I know you were just a few shots from making state last year, and you had to deal with some injuries. And looks like you're pretty healthy now. How confident are you going in? You don't know where you're going to go yet for postseason, but wherever you go, are you feeling confident this year that, okay, maybe I can take that next step?
Honestly, I would say confident, yes, but at the same time, golf is a very difficult sport where you think you have it and then you go out the next day and you're shooting really crappy. So, as of right now, I'm pretty confident going into the next couple meets, but I wouldn't say that I am completely secure and that I'm going to make it to state, but yeah.
How do you deal with the wind like it was on Monday? My goodness, it was tough for me just to take a photo of anybody.
You just have to deal with it. You just have to figure out, if it's at your back, if you need to club up, club down, whatever it is. But I don't know. Sometimes the wind just takes and you can't help it. You just got to work with it.
Yeah, my tactic was to say a prayer and swing. That was a couple times it worked well for me. Sometimes it didn't. But, everybody was playing in the same conditions. So,
yeah.
Hayden, you're a senior, so, T-minus about a little over 2 weeks until you walk across that stage or get that diploma. You've told me your plans, but what are your plans after graduation?
My plans are to go to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I know, kind of a controversial place since, we're from Iowa, but I'm going to double major in broadcasting and journalism. I'm really excited.
Well, broadcasting, we're excited at KNIA because if you listen on the weekends, you hear Hayden on the weekends as a part-time announcer. And, you know, that has, you know, I'm sure helped you and your kind of your confidence going into that as well.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Just knowing how things work, and I had no clue how KNIA even went on air. So being a part of that and helping create that, it's been so fun. I've learned so much. I feel so thankful for you guys.
And she looks at us weird, too. Hey, you know, we're radio people. We're all weird. But I'm sure, and you mentioned controversial, because your dad's a big Hawkeye fan, too, I think.
I mean, he is. My name is Hayden, after Hayden Fry. So that was a bit of a shock for him. I got him a Nebraska jacket, and he refuses to wear it. But maybe someday he'll come around.
Okay. And, you know, a final question here. You know, what's it like just, you know, being with a mix of, you know, girls who have been on a course versus some who maybe are just picking up a club for the very first time?
I like it better than having a bunch of people who have been on the course a lot, just because it's like a variety of different personalities as well, because not everyone that comes out to golf is the same. I love playing with the girls. They're all awesome, and we see improvements every meet. Like, even if it isn't exactly what they wanted, like, we see improvements every meet, and it's one of my favorite things about the team.
Yeah, I definitely say that this group is the most tight-knit. We have so much fun together. Like, on the suburban rides, we're singing karaoke. After meets, we're stopping for ice cream. Like, I really, really care about this team, and I hope that you guys only get closer as, you know, as the years progress.
All right, Faith Roseboom, Hayden Hudson, thanks a lot. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.